Rule 5, eat the best first.
Psalm 81:16, NLT. But I would feed you with the finest wheat. I would satisfy you with wild honey from the rock.
Thin eaters eat only what they really, really love. I interviewed tons of thin eaters, and they told me that they actually taste and rate each food on their plates. The average eater tastes something she doesn't like and eats it anyway because she feels like she has to clean her plate. Imagine a plate of steak, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and a salad. The average eater eats the food she likes least first and saves the best for last. The thin eater eats whatever she likes the best first because she knows that she's going to stop eating once she gets full. If she likes the steak and mashed potatoes, she's going to eat that instead of feeling forced to eat the broccoli and salad she doesn't want. She eats what she craves. Usually a salad is served before the main course of any meal, and we eat it not because we enjoy it, but because it's there. When the main course comes out, and be honest, that's the food you showed up for, you eat more of that to satisfy your craving and end up eating past full. Afterward, you blame it on the meats and carbs in the main course when it's actually the salad that's the problem. You could have refused to eat that entirely and waited on what you actually wanted and eaten less overall. Start rating not just the foods on your plate, but even the parts of each food. I like the edges of brownies instead of the middle, so I should just eat the edges only. I don't have to eat the whole thing, just the best part. This is why thin eaters always leave some food on their plates. They are not part of the clean your plate club. Some people say you're required to eat everything on your plate because they are starving children in other parts of the world. I don't believe that. All of the extra food we eat is causing heart disease, diabetes, and more. Is it better to get health problems because you're overeating or to just throw the food away?
Exodus 16:1 through 5, NIV. The whole Israelite community set out for Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into the desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days."
What's key in that passage is that God said to only eat what fills you up for that day. You don't need to be greedy and continue to eat more. That doesn't mean that you can't have leftovers. It means you're only eating enough to fill your body. To make sure that you're only eating what you really want, use the Chantel Ray Way enjoyment scale. 1 star, not very good at all. 2 stars, it's not that bad, but it's not good. 3 stars, pretty good, just okay tasting. 4 stars, party in my mouth, it's really, really good. 5 stars, best thing I've ever had. My absolute favorite bite. Stars 1, 2, and 3 are not worth eating. On a scale of 1 to 5, you only want to eat foods that are a level 4 to 5 level of enjoyment. You shouldn't even waste your calories on anything beneath that. If the steak and potatoes are your 5s, eat them first. Once you're full, you don't have to eat anything more. You're done. My friend Christy went on vacation to Italy. When she got back, I asked her if she gained or lost weight. She ate pasta every night and she lost 4 pounds. How is that possible? Well, she never ate breakfast and they walked everywhere they went. She ate pasta every night for 7 nights, but she never overate. Christy likes pasta, but on average, she only eats it 1 to 2 times a week when she craves it. She doesn't eat anything that's not a 4 or 5 on the enjoyment scale.